God loves you. Your family loves you, and I love you. I'm so glad to be here with you today. My name is Steven Matthias. If you have not been here before, if it's the first time, we welcome you. And we want to let you know that we are so honored to have you with us here today. I have been honored to speak of the Lord's Supper and of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Speaking of sacrifice at the Lord's table, in the Old Testament, there were more than one sacrifice to atone or to pay for the shortcomings of men, to pay for the sin of men. More than one sacrifice took place, and each one of them had a different reason or purpose to be performed. There were many different sacrifices to restore right standing and relationship with God. But the one that I would like to speak of today is the one called the grain offering at the altar of sacrifice. That is found in the book of Leviticus chapter 2, verse from 1 to 3. And we will see today the relationship that each one of these sacrifices had, speaking of the benefit that we'll partake of in at the death of Jesus at the cross. I begin reading on verse 1. When anyone brings a grain offering to the Lord, their offering needs to be of the finest flour. Don't forget that, finest flour. They are to pour olive oil on it, put incense on it, and take it to Aaron's sons, the priests. The priest shall take a handful of flour and oil, together with all the incense, and burn this as a memorial portion on the altar, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. The rest of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and his sons. It is a most holy part of the food offering presented to the Lord. I would like to begin with the first question. What does a grain offering has to do with Jesus' death at the cross? What does the grain offering has to do with the Lord's Supper when what the Lord's Supper speaks of is of Jesus' sufferings and death at the cross? One of the verses that connect Jesus' life with the grain offering is found in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 24. We like to read it to prove the meaning, to speak of the meaning. Jesus, no one better than Jesus to speak the connection between the grain offering and his life at the cross. The New International Version says, this is Jesus speaking, very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The New Living Translation says, of the verse of John 12, 24 we're reading, I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. The King James says, will produce much fruit. After dying and being buried, will produce much fruit. And the New King James Version says, much grain. The purpose of the grain offering was a voluntary expression of devotion to God, recognizing his goodness and his providence. The instruction for the grain offering to be given in Leviticus 2, generally, it was a cooked bread. Remember, it was fine flour. That means that the grain was just not thrown as grain. It was literally on the millstone crushed and made into powder. And they would make what we call waffles, or in our world, is like a pancake. They will make it with oil and incense, and then they will put it in an altar of sacrifice. But the question is, what connection has the grain offering with Jesus Christ at the cross? This cooked bread could be baked Leviticus 2:4, grilled, fried, roasted, or made into cereal. But always, always, it doesn't matter how you do it, to present it at the altar, had to be seasoned, unsweetened, and unleavened. Why unleavened? Because he spoke of Jesus Christ. Unleavened spoke of no sin. So this grain, Jesus spoke of himself saying, speaking of his death and burial, when he says this grain needs to be put on the soil and die and be placed on the soil. He was speaking of his being killed, dead, put to death at the cross and buried. But where is the resurrection? And then he said, he will spurt up life, more grains and more life. So when Jesus referred of the grain and the grain offering was pointing directly to Jesus' life at the cross. And the bread, now the grain had to be crushed to become bread to sustain the physical life of the people. Even so, Jesus had to be crushed, put to death and buried, that we might have spiritual eternal sustenance. Jesus had to be crushed that we might have eternal life. The unleavened bread spoke of Jesus, which has been while he mentions the crushed grain made into powder that we called flour. I would like to close the thought. I explained that what the grain offering had to do with Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. He spoke of it as he identified himself with the grain. I would like to close the thought with two verses. One is found in Matthew 4:4, when Jesus told Satan, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." The physical bread sustains the physical life. And Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone." That was speaking of the physical sustenance. "But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." The word of God had to be performed, and Jesus had to die and be buried and risen from the dead. The word of God had to be performed and fulfilled that we could have access to the forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. And the last verse I would like to mention is found in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 32. And Jesus, speaking of himself, identifying himself as the bread, that now we understand to become bread, he needs to be put to death, burial, and risen from the dead. That he needed to be crushed to be made bread. I would like to close the thought with John 6:32 that says, "I say to you, Moses gave you not, or did not give you, the true bread from heaven. But my Father gives you the true bread from heaven." And one of my favorite to close the thought before we partake of the supper. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." So as we meditate of the grain offering that spoke of Jesus' life being put to death, buried, and risen from the dead, he had to be crushed to become bread, to sustain our lives forever. He is the eternal life. He is the true bread. As we meditate of him becoming the true bread after being crushed for us, that we may have eternal life, let's partake of the Lord's table. Thank you for your patience.